95 degrees with an extreme heat warning for most of Middle Tennessee. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Nashville's World Cup rooting interest in Team Japan came to an abrupt end after the match against Brazil this afternoon in Houston. Japan's national team, affectionately called Samurai Blue, was based in Nashville for training leading up to the Cup. The team had an early lead against Brazil, but gave up the decisive goal in the final minutes. At a watch party at Plaza Mariachi in South Nashville, the few Japanese fans were far outnumbered by those supporting Brazil. That included Suellen Mielli. She was confident Brazil would come out on top. The two nations share strong ties, with Brazil being home to about 2.7 million Japanese descendants, the largest population outside of Nashville. Nashville fans were last able to greet the Japanese players on Saturday before the team bus was escorted to the game. The Nashville Pride Festival took place this weekend, but being openly out and about was not always the norm. In fact, doing so in public wasn't just avoided to protect reputations, it was illegal. Sarah Calise is a local queer historian. She joined our midday talk show, This is Nashville, last week to recount how the most macho of American men, such as those in the military, operated to avoid being outed by their peers.
We know soldiers from Fort Campbell came down to Nashville and would go to the gay bars. We know this because they were directed to stop doing that in the 1960s in a newspaper article.
Oh, right, because they publish on no-go places for folks who live on post.
And then because of oral history interviews, we know soldiers from Huntsville and other Alabama spaces would come up to Nashville because they didn't have anything.
Calise says queer soldiers relied on word of mouth and gaydar to help them their brothers in arms reach gay bars safely. You can listen to the full show at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, highs close to 100 these next few days, lows in the upper 70s. There is an extreme heat warning in effect for most of Middle Tennessee through Thursday evening.